Well, it's happened to many people all over again. This news, this report distributed by CAL FIRE about the Tubbs Fire and the cause of the Tubbs Fire brought up a lot of stuff for a lot of people all over again. And with us this morning, we're going to focus on mental health issues for the remainder of the hour. And happy to welcome back Jennifer Olson and Megan Carlock. Welcome back from California Hope.
Thanks for having us.
Have you ever had a lull since you've been here after the fires in terms of people who want to take advantage of your services?
No, we've actually helped tens of thousands of people throughout the county.
Tens of thousands in the past year and a half.
Yes, and people are still calling, even at a greater rate, it seems. People are
Well, there's no timetable to any of this, correct?
There isn't. There's never a timetable for how we respond and begin to heal from trauma, you know, and that's really what this has been for our whole community.
But what we do know is that there are certain circumstances which flare things up from a mental health standpoint for people here. We certainly experienced it in November when we got the smoke from the campfire.
Absolutely.
Down in this and read about and listened to all the stories from up there. And here we are again.
Yeah.
You know, the release of this report, I would think, would kick it all up in many faces around Sonoma County all over again.
Absolutely. You know, there's triggering events for people happen all the time. Some triggers are bigger than others, but certainly this one, I imagine, will ripple through the community in a larger way.
Yeah, because I think it has sort of more tangible ramifications for many people. We've been talking all morning about the number of folks, unknown as of yet, who will look at this information, realize that some sort of settlement may not be coming from PG&E and that they may well have to pack up their bags and go somewhere else.
And that's something they had planned on, and they're going to have to change their goals. They're going to have to change what they were planning on. And if they come to us, we can help them through evidence-based skills for psychological recovery with problem solving and going through the steps and supporting them on the help that they need.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, talking and letting somebody air their feelings, which is valuable enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. We provide a lot of things at California Hope. So California Hope is it's a organization, or rather a program, that's provided from the state. And we're providing it here in Sonoma County by four different agencies. And we're here covering, Jennifer and I are on the team with Goodwill here in Santa Rosa, helping people in Santa Rosa. And what we offer is free, confidential, and mobile counseling. We work in pairs of counselors, and we've been trained on disaster response and how to help people with their emotional and psychological recovery, which is certainly a need, especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
People may be feeling the need to reach out more, and we are here to help. But we also help provide some structure for problem solving that a lot of people have trouble with, haven't been in this kind of circumstance before, and especially when it's loaded with emotional sensitivity as well that we haven't experienced in the past. So we're here to help guide people through the process.
People are mad. Mm-hmm. People are very sad. Mm-hmm. They're very emotional. They're confused about, I mean, just, it seems like just about every sort of mental health challenge that one could have. All of those are prevalent today.
Absolutely.
And they're all typical responses. People are thinking they should be over this, and another trigger comes, and why am I feeling tired, exhausted, angry? Why am I feeling these feelings? I should be over this. But it's perfectly typical, even up to 2 years after these disasters, people are feeling this way, whether this directly affects them or not.
And there are more milestones to come over the course of 2019, which, of course, in October will be the two-year anniversary of the fires. You know, we've got this report today. We have insurance carriers who, you know, had it in their rules and regs that they would pay for up to 2 years. That will change, too,
yep,
come fall. And so there are a lot of markers yet to pass this year.
Yes, there are markers yet to pass. And also for those who weren't quite as directly affected, it's important to remember that there's markers every day for people who lost everything. You know, just getting up in the morning and going to get dressed in the morning is a reminder of the things that you don't have any morning, you know, that you had in the past. So every day people are confronted by, you know, how they're going to process and move through and find hope and move into the future, whether it's a big news day like today, or whether it's just getting up in the morning and remembering the loss. So we're here to help anybody. There was definitely a wide range of response people have, but we're here to help.
Have you gotten calls already since this news came out yesterday?
I did get calls yesterday and this morning. Now, I don't know whether those were sparked by this news or not, but we get calls every day.
And can you talk about your overview with California Hope of the evolution of our mental health recovery?
Well, interesting. I think, you know, it's tough to give a full picture, but I would say that it's natural to have a range of people who are, you know, ready to move through the process and begin to heal and begin to recover more quickly after the fire hit, and people who are just coming to it now. We've had people who called us, you know, months ago, but weren't quite ready to move through the process.
Yeah.
And now we have those people, you know, calling back again and saying, you know what, I'm ready now. I can do it. There's a lot of people who, you know, had very busy times right after the fire as well.
Oh, yes.
Whose entire life was, you know, it's a whole other job, really, to rebuild a home and rebuild a community. So people very busy with the work of learning how to do that, let alone doing it. And many people still in that process, obviously, or beginning that process. But lots of people just now are starting to come around to, oh, I need that support and I'm ready to receive it.
And I would think that kids would need to talk too, because a lot of times, even though, you know, as parents, we do our best to shield the kids in our lives from, you know, the most dramatic of circumstances and emotions, they get it. They see it. They hear it.
They get it. And kids are very sensitive to what's going on for their parents and their parents' emotional state. So even if you're protecting your child from the news of the day, a child can pick up on how it's impacted you.
Yeah.
So children definitely are impacted. One of the great things that California Hope with Goodwill has managed to get involved with and really help with children in the community is working with the Integrated Wellness Center at the Lewis Opportunity School campus. We have counselors there 3 days a week helping anyone who wants to come in, offering our free and confidential counseling with the school district in conjunction with them. So that's been a huge help, and we've reached a lot of people. We have Spanish-speaking counselors there as well.
And a lot of our work with children is keeping that communication open with the parents and teaching the parents how to help their children, and not to be strong for the children, but to show their emotions and show their children that they recover from the emotions. It's okay to express those emotions. Because if children keep them stuffed in, it's not the healthiest way to deal with it.
Yeah, not probably good for any of us, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Let's give out the website and the phone number, and we will have all of this information at KSRO.com
as
well.
You can reach me at 707-608-8805. Our website has all of the contact information for the various programs around the county, California Hope programs around the county, and you can reach, or you can get to that website at californiahopesonoma.org. We also have a great Facebook page. That's facebook.com/CaliforniaHopeSonoma. I also want to recommend an app that's been really helpful for people that...
We love apps.
Yeah, apps are great, right? You can use them on the fly wherever you are. You don't have to call me, another person. You can do it for yourself. So the Wildfire Mental Health Collaborative, which is a great partner of ours in the community, has put together this app called Sonoma Rises. It's got great stuff on there, lots of different tools to use and ways to track how you're doing and your progress.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And it's also got a component that's really designed just for teens, because we know teens love apps and it's an easy go-to for teens.
That sounds like a very smart move, creating that app. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, California Hope, they've been part of our consciousness, thank God, since October of 2017. And thank you, ladies, for coming back in on this very important day, too.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you for caring.
We appreciate it. Oh, Jennifer Olson and also Megan Carlock here from California Hope. And again, we will put that information on the website at KSRO.com and our Facebook page for you to have access to anytime you need it, in case you need it.